classify as a scared tree. So therefore, we have a review. So what is it that, because we don't have the time, maybe we can get that in writing. You have this book that has not asked us, and we have to start from the beginning. We have to go for some time. Critical. What is it that makes you be able to spend? Because if you don't have the tools, you have the budget, you're not going to be able to go to the company. You have to go to buy tools from consultants outside the company, help you to do it. So I just want to understand what is it that type of tools is the one that is more attractive in certain sections of the company. If you have a package of really good work,
that part of what I do is in the Amazon and I feel why would some affairs be able to replace people when that doesn't apply to another department? Why is the department A not flexible, B can be flexible? You know the what the current people really I need the colleagues are able to maybe not have to we are able to
Okay. Okay. I just want to be very brief because first of all I'm aware of the constraints we have in time, but I also don't want to monopolize the floor on one question when there are so many which you have. But just briefly to say to honourable member in terms of the state of the nation address, indeed we do listen to it and we even appear to be before our own portfolio committee to respond specifically what are we going to do about the issues raised. In fact, I was just asking our parliamentary subordinates to have the presentation. I mean, you can relook. But on the question of job creation, it's not even starting this year, even year before. So I'm sure even those who talk, even on projects, even on regions, will have already internalized within their programs the main thrust, whether of construction in terms of job creation. So, but on occupational dispensation, maybe, as the Honourable Gentleman was saying, we need either to provide you with more analysis of what is actually happening. The problem is big. Even yesterday, I was sitting over some grievances, some wanting even to go to the High Court, you know, so some individuals, and we're also trying to address it collectively. So we don't deal with the symptoms of those who are more aggrieved than others. It's all around about classification of positions, which only not works against you to attract new ones, but is agitating some who are inside, because somehow in its translation, it has created a perceived unfairness. So where people suddenly find themselves even at lower levels in terms of the pay. So there's just something fundamental. Even I myself want to get deep to the root of it, but there is a task team working on this within the department right now, so we can unpack it and find out. It's a big problem, yeah. So that's as far as I want to say about the OSD. But we can definitely provide more input, analysis. Who's more affected? It's mainly around the engineering and scientific field. But, Chair, I think with your permission, if I can allow my other colleagues to talk.
Maybe asking you, maybe when you come, let's say you come with something different. Assessment of the plan, your implementation and what can be challenging, and what is the challenges that can be taken by anybody. Thank you.
Now, sorry, Mom, I'm about to say, it's not just about 1 o'clock now, already. It's only one. I'm not taking it in Hampton, but it raises the question.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Yengenu wanted the answer of the transfers to the to the provinces. Indeed, I do have that figure, but I think due to time, I cannot go into detail. But Western Cape had an amount of 2.3 million. I'm not sure whether I got your I got it wrong.
Okay. Because they can't be part of your budget. The same budget if you don't know whether the money is to be used or just for the income.
Okay.
That's what we
need. All right. Okay. I think that Ms. Mbasa will address it from her capacity. And then there was a question around the jump between 47% to 91%. Mainly the jump was caused by the certain projects, the regional bus infrastructure, which at the third quarter it was sitting at 46%. And due to the invoices that were still sitting at the municipalities not being processed, when the invoices were submitted, then the expenditure jumped to 100%. So the contributing factor to the increase of the expenditure was the regional bulk, as well as ACIP. The accelerated community infrastructure projects that jumped from 23% to 99%, as well as the borehole projects that jumped from 14% to 62%. I think all those projects, Ms. Mbasa will go into details in terms of what could have been the reason. And then the one of Program 3, where they were invoiced in that were already being dispersed of, but because of the insufficient supporting documents that were not accompanying the invoices could not be processed until the sufficient documents were submitted. In that regard, Ms. Mate as well will go into details that is regarding to the water services project. And that is also linked to the underspending of the 209 that was raised by the Honorable Ramatakan on the project that had the delay in terms of the implementation. Then the explanation of the 220. I indicated earlier it was a capturer, instead of capturing 20 million, he pressed two zeros instead of one zero. So there was an extra one zero being captured on the system. Then the payment was recalled because it was not the intention to pay the 200, but to pay the 20 million. So by the time that we pay the 20 million, the cut-off date of processing the payments were already closed, so it couldn't go through. So the reason why it's having an impact on the underspending is, if should the 20 million would have gone through, then the expenditure would have gone up, but the underspending would have gone down. So I'm not sure whether I've tried to explain. And then the amount of 784, indeed, Honorable Mashego, the amount is 783,843. But then we round it off to say 784. So that's why you would think that there is the money that is short. The amount is 783,843 million. But for the presentation purpose, we round it off to say 784. Okay. I have my honorable. I can take you through in terms of then the figures itself. The 783,843 is made out of. One 170733. Remember the presentation. Oh, let me correct. In terms of the presentation, we took high level amounts, not the whole 783 in the presentation. So that's why you will see that there is a shortage of yes. Now I get your point. From the presentation, it was at a high level. But in terms of in detail, then we can give you breakdown of 783,843. How is it made out of? Okay. Okay. It's noted. I think, and then in terms of the irregular expenditure, open the irregular. Honorable Ramatlakane wanted the figure itself. The figure as it was appearing in the annual report, that is the figure of the irregular expenditure for the year of 10 and 11. The total figure of the irregular was 68,997. And out of that 68,920 has been condoned. As I'm trying to address the issue of, are there any that has been condoned from the figures that has been reported in the previous financial year? Then with regards to the fruitless expenditure, the amount that we are referring to is 369,000, and that amount was made out of the VAT that was claimed by the non-VAT vendors, service providers. That amount has been recovered from the service providers.
I think. I think that the supply chain question.
Oh, supply chain. The supply chain. Last year, the issue of the committees was around the suspension of members of the Departmental Bid Adjudication Committee. At that time, there was no permanent members for the Departmental Bid Adjudication. There was interim members that were appointed, but I can report now that there is newly appointed members for the Department Bid Adjudication Committee, and all supply chain management committees that ought to be in place, they are in place.
Thank you, Chair. With your permission, the questions relating to the regular expenditure, and we do also have here the internal audit management, so if they feel they wish to add, they can add. I'm not sure whether members are satisfied. If, however, there is nothing to be added, again, on the between the branches, if you look at the program, there's the 100%, which is in water infrastructure management. Ms. Mate is here. There's also the regional implementation, which is the 93, Ms. Mbasa is here. Any of those two can add, because it's the credibility issue again, if they were meant to support the CFO. So I invite them to come. One is ready, I think. Ms. Mbasa, or Ms. Mbasa, sorry, I'm just mad at
you now. Thank you, sir. And to a great extent, even though it's looking back at the history, we didn't have anyone to talk to you, but I would really love the department to expect it. You're looking here at a department that has, over the 5 years, had three ministers, has not had a DG, it still has a high level of vacancies at senior management. Surely that will have an impact on the functionality of the department. However, sir, we can assure you, and I think from the budget speech and from the comments that came through from everyone, there are symptoms, or rather indications, that we are now on the right track. And one of the interventions that the minister has put in place, getting the BPR committee to help us stabilize the organization, are promising to give good results. Stabilize the organization. The BPR committee, the business review committee, that is also looking at the recruitment process. And whilst the BPR committee is trying to rectify and ensure that the process itself has integrity, there are also delays in the process because there has to be transparency, address weaknesses that minister wants addressed. So it's somehow a catch-20 situation. But if you look at the trend in terms of expenditure, and I would attribute that to, for instance, our program management capability in the department has been very weak. The CFO has talked about our planning, and I'll be talking about how we're going to address this. But again, when we provide cash flows, it's on a straight line, right? We're saying this quarter we divide our budget by four. But in reality, if you look at the nature of the projects we are implementing, they don't necessarily follow the straight line. So you would have a project starting with low expenditure maybe during planning, and as it progresses, the curve itself picks up. But one of the contributors of our improvement in the last quarter, and I'm trying to convince the committee here, are the work minister would sit with us regularly, get us to prepare recovery plans. What are you going to do to make sure that you improve your expenditure? That would not involve dumping money. It's about moving money from projects that are not spending and taking them to projects that are spending. We've done that, for instance, in Arabic, KwaZulu-Natal, because of its high level of preparedness. We took some money from it, from provinces that are not spending, and transferred to KwaZulu-Natal because they have the capacity. But we will rectify. I know the next question will be, but how do you make sure that there are balances? We will rectify that going forward. But also, we looked at creative ways of speeding up progress in the project. For instance, in one of the projects, I can't remember which one, I think it's linked to Meloni. Minister asked questions, why can't you look at, you have appointed one contractor to lay a pipe of 25 kilometers, I'm making an example. How come you only have one contractor? Why can't you have four contractors to speed up implementation? So it's that kind of thinking and innovation that we had to think outside the box to make sure that we spend. But we can assure you, and I do have a list of projects here with photos, we can assure you that the funding has been spent for what it was meant for. We have experienced under expenditure in one project, and it's not a big amount, about 19 million, the under expenditure is 6 million, and it was implemented by my colleague sitting right here. Because it was a small project, it that they're not used to, they deal with mega projects. The project management that was, in fact, we admit that we made a mistake by giving them that kind of project. So, Chair, I would say, really, if you look at it, the pitch going up when it comes to the last quarter, we have reasons, but going forward, for the first time, even before the new financial year started, we have plans. The CFO referred to demand plans. So we sat down with all the regions and we looked at their allocations and their plans and made sure that even before the financial year started, we did in March, mid-March. I took your point that you're saying we need to prepare even for the next year, but we only have started planning, or we do have plans for this financial year, 2012-2013. So that kind of preparedness. We're also improving our contract management capacity. We're going to talk about the training. And the capacity, or rather the momentum in this regional bus infrastructure has picked up. So water boards themselves have really boosted their capacity because they are our major implementing agencies. However, we still do have problems with municipalities because our expenditure to some extent also depends on the ability of these municipalities to perform their functions. I would like to also talk to the question that was raised by Honorable Yengeni regarding transfers. The money that we're talking about, mainly under transfers, would be your funding for refurbishment of identified schemes within a municipality. It's DORAD, so you know that Municipality B has so much for the year, and you know that you'll be doing transfers for every quarter. We then demand a business plan from the municipality as to how they will be spending that money on refurbishment. Because we didn't have the necessary capacity to monitor effectively how the money is used, we've been relying on consultants. However, we have picked up that that has its own weaknesses. We realize that we need to have our own capacity to make sure that there's effective management. I mean, consultants monitoring other consultants. So there are weaknesses there. We're trying to address that. Some of the improvements that we'll be making on our overall program management capability to also address other things that we're not doing so well currently, like monitoring how municipalities spend their allocations on water projects like NIC. So we will be
able to. I think that we have
I'm not sure if the first time I was here for the first time. Engagement with us.
we really focus on the
Yeah. No, 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 no,
problem.
Just a second. Yeah. I got a bit from one of that. But do you have anything transcribed in the business or
No, that should be fine. Cause, yeah, that should be cool. Because it's just all of this that is really for me.